Landscapes of Slavery and Segregation.
For the next month, visitors walking along the downtown mall in Charlottesville will be able to step into history with a new exhibit on slavery in the Commonwealth.
It's six panoramic photographs depicting what we are calling landscapes of slavery, mostly in central Virginia.
Peter Hedlund is the lead technologist at Encyclopedia Virginia, a project of the Virginia Foundation for the Humanities. As Hedlund explains, the exhibit not only features a visual component, but an auditory one as well.
We have voices that you can access by either dialing a number or going to a mobile website. And so you can hear people talk about how slavery is being remembered or isn't being remembered today.
My name is Joe McGill. I am founder of the Slave Dwelling Project. I noticed a void in the antebellum buildings that we choose to preserve. They usually include the House on the Hill, and they're usually white men associated with these spaces. And most often, these white men were slave owners. And those are the lives that we talk about when we talk about these buildings.
The six photos on the mall include images from slave dwellings in various locations, including James Monroe's Highland and James Madison's Montpelier, all major tourist attractions in central Virginia.
When tourists come to Charlottesville, I think they think about Thomas Jefferson. They think about James Madison. I think about James Monroe. Those are, you know, those were important historical figures in the founding of this nation. But we are trying to show that there's another layer of history that exists that until recently has not been interpreted, has sort of been swept under the rug.
The exhibit on the downtown mall is just one third of the project. The landscape's theme can also be visited at the Jefferson School African American Heritage Center, which shows images of Vinegar Hill decades after slavery and depicting the landscape of segregation.
Vinegar Hill, 1963. This installation captures a day in the life of the Vinegar Hill neighborhood 2 years before its demolition.
This was a landscape of, you know, people who were told that, you know, they weren't allowed to live in their homes anymore. Those homes were all destroyed. And so we hear their voices in that part of the exhibit, too, at the Jefferson School.
My name is Emma Lewis. I went to Jefferson, and we had wooden stoves, iron wooden stoves, and they kept you very warm. But at night when the fire go out, and you get up in the morning, it's cold, so we wouldn't get out of bed until the fire, till Mama done put wood in the stove until it got warm, and then we'll get up.
The exhibit rounds out with a walking tour of the academical village on UVA grounds as it relates to slavery. The project in its entirety is part of Human Ties, the 50th anniversary celebration for the National Endowment for the Humanities. In addition to landscapes, the celebration will feature a series of events in Charlottesville from September 14th through the 17th. For WMRE News, I'm Sefe Amokpai.